We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lucky to be joined by ESPN's Jim Trotter. And Jim, I know Super Bowl weeks are always crazy, but when there's rumors of trades and things like that around the league, I know that kind of amplifies things. What's this week been like?
Well, for me personally, it's been fairly easy. I didn't get in until Wednesday, so I missed some of the early madness. Once you've been through this a few times, it's almost like rote memory. You know what you need, you know where you got to be, you know when to be there. So it hasn't been that bad. It's a little congested this year, and I don't know if that has to do with the cold outside and having everyone inside. So that's been interesting to me in terms of just trying to get around with all of the media. But everything's been good, man. No complaints.
It's a big week, obviously, for Hall of Famers. For the Broncos, we've got John Lynch, Brian Dawkins, guys who have played multiple years for the Broncos who are going to be considered on Saturday. When it comes to the safety position, I know it's always been kind of a weird position to judge as far as the Hall of Fame committee is concerned. What do you see coming on Saturday with that position specifically?
You know, what's interesting is people think that we vote based on position. And we don't. All you're asked to do is to pick the five most deserving candidates, that you believe should go in. So, I've had Hall of Fame guys who I expect to be Hall of Fame players tell me, oh, they'll never put two players from the same position in at the same year. And I said, that's just not true. And he was going to argue with me. And he said, well, name the last time it happened. I said, last year. I said, we had two running backs go in at the same position. So, truly, it just comes down to who do you believe are the best five. And you're right, the safety position has not gotten the respect that it deserves. The last true safety, guy who came in playing safety and left playing safety, was Kenny Houston, who played in the 70s. So to me, it's one of those positions that, for whatever reason, the voters haven't given the respect to it that it deserves. And hopefully that'll change soon, because obviously John and Brian are both deserving.
When you get into that room, what are the conversations like? I'm sure it's very emotional. It can get heated at times. What is it like on Saturday when you're going through things?
It's long. I mean, we start at 7 in the morning, and I think one year we went 9 hours, if I remember right. But the thing you learn that people on the outside don't realize is how seriously the voters take it and the work that they put in prior to coming into the room. It doesn't get heated a lot as much as people think. You have disagreements, but everyone tries to be professional. And at the end of the day, you have to remind yourself it's not your Hall of Fame. You're one of 48 voting. So I always do this test with, like, friends of mine. They'll say, how did you put so-and-so in and not so-and-so? And I said, okay, let's do this. Get a group of guys together, and I'll give them, a piece of paper and say, here are the 15 names. Give me your five to go in. And invariably, every one of them has a different five. And so I said, that's what we're dealing with here. With some players, you have a consensus, no doubt. You get a Jerry Rice or this year, I think, a Ray Lewis. I don't think anybody would say Ray Lewis isn't deserving of going into the Hall of Fame. So it's an interesting room. There's a lot of respect. There are a lot of strong feelings, but that's how it should be. You should be able to have an honest discussion about the candidacy of guys.
Last question for me. I know a lot of our fans would like to see Pat Bowlen, obviously, in the Hall of Fame for the Contributors Committee vote. Jerry Jones has been the last owner to go in. How do you think Mr. B's chances will go this upcoming year?
It's hard to project chances. It's always a dangerous thing when it comes to the Hall of Fame. There's no question Mr. Bowlen is deserving of going in the Hall of Fame. I think he's going to get very strong consideration next year, just as he did this year and the year before. So, for me, with Mr. Bowlen, I think it's more a matter of when, not if. And I know Broncos fans don't like to hear that. They wanted it done yesterday. But I always say this, there are a lot of deserving candidates, and they don't all get in on the timetable that you want. So Mr. B will be in there. I can't say when. But I feel good about his candidacy, and I think it's going to be one of those sooner than later type deals.
Jim, appreciate your time. Thanks.
No, thanks for having me.